Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is a special episode. It is going to be the 90-day bank account blueprint booster that you absolutely need in your business, okay? Now, it's a special event because I actually did this as a training for a group of high-performing individuals. So it was a video training, but that doesn't matter because you can get absolute game-changing results by going through this. And what I want you to do is go to earlytorise.com/90-day-blueprint to get the download to go along with this. I'm Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I'm going to make you more money and give you a better life in the next 30 minutes. And you're going to end up with that 90-day bank account booster blueprint for success. Hi there, my friend, and welcome to How to Build and Execute a 90-Day Framework for Success. My name is Craig Valentine, and what I do is I help empire builders grow their business and also live the life of their dreams, okay? So this is about making more money and working less. Now, as you can see, I like to also enjoy my time outside of work. There's me and my girlfriend, Michelle, and my dog, Daisy. So if you do hear a dog in the background of this presentation, just know that it's Daisy wanting to go to the park, all right? Because she is an empire builder as well, but she builds her empires at the park as opposed to in the boardroom. All right, so what I'm going to do is help you build and execute this 90-day framework for success, even during a pandemic and or global recession, which we may see. And this thing is not going away anytime soon, but we want to make sure that you have all the tools in your toolkit to be successful. Now, the agenda of today is to build that bulletproof 90-day plan for success. This is something that I do 4 times per year in my own business. I help entrepreneurs do it all the time, and it is something that I see that separates the most successful people from those that struggle, as I like to say. And struggle means that you're stuck and struggling, and 99% of entrepreneurs are at that struggle point. And it doesn't matter if you're already at $1 million in revenue or more, everybody is still at that struggle point because they don't have more clarity. And when you fail to plan, you plan to fail, as the old saying goes. So what we're going to do today is give you the solution so that you no longer struggle and you've planned to be very successful for the remainder of these times. Now, what do the 1% do that get them to the profit promised land? They build a step-by-step strategy with day-by-day tactical execution. And what does that look like? Well, it looks like this 90-day blueprint that we are going to help you build that will help you accomplish a year's worth of work in the next 90 days. It's something that I've customized and refined over working with thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs through my courses, through my in-person workshops, through my one-on-one coaching, and my high-level masterminds. Now, you're going to leave this training with a huge payoff. You're going to have awareness of your big problem. And when I say awareness of your big problem, I know we all have a lot of problems. Jay-Z says we have 99 problems, but we all have one big problem. And when we burst this bottleneck, that is when you have massive, massive results. I'm going to show you a person that 22x'd their income when they were able to overcome the big problem with the 90-day plan. And you're going to leave with strategic solutions to fixing this big problem forever. And most important, because we all can get the tactics and strategies, but you're going to leave the mindset, the conviction and connection that you will succeed, okay? So I'm a big fan of making connections in business. I introduce my entrepreneur clients to copywriters, web designers, who give them amazing, amazing, like 10 out of 10 results for a fraction of what they will pay when they are going out on their own. So here we go. Who is this for? This is for what I call the lost warrior, someone who is looking for 7 figures, whether it's 7 figures in revenue or 7 figures in profit. Because I know a lot of lost warrior entrepreneurs who are doing $3, $4, $5 million or €5 million. I have a lot of clients in Europe as well, But where the heck is all the profit in this thing? Where's the money that I can take home and put in the bank? And if you are a lost warrior looking for that profit, whether you're making seven figures now or want to make seven figures, well, you are going to be shown the way to find it today. So who's your guide? Who is your guide on this journey? Well, it's me, Craig Ballantyne. This is a picture of me very recently, about 6 months ago. So I'm still looking like that today, even in this crazy pandemic times when I'm not able to get to the gym as much. I am resourceful when I don't have the resources. And so at 44 years old, as I was in this picture, that's how I was looking on a big hike in Colorado one afternoon. And I'm going to introduce you to several of your role models. For example, Dan Long on the left there. That guy is a beast. He is a very successful fitness entrepreneur. Then there's Bedros Koulian. He has multiple businesses. He's a serial entrepreneur, and he has close to nine figures in revenue coming from his supplement company, his franchise. And then there's Joel Marion in the background, who built a $100 million supplement company in 18 months. He was a teacher when he first came to me for coaching in 2009, very much a struggling entrepreneur. He was working from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. as a teacher, and then would go home, have a nap, and work from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. as an entrepreneur building a side hustle. And within 6 months of working with me, he had a massive product launch and was able to quit his job as a teacher, hasn't looked back. And today he still comes to my workshops and events because he is always looking to further build his empire. Now, I also work with female entrepreneurs. So a couple of eight-figure entrepreneurs here. We were at a mastermind event. There's Shanda Sumter in the middle and Isabel Price on the right, and they both have eight-figure businesses. They've both done one-day coaching sessions with me where they paid $25,000 to get what you're going to get in this virtual training. Now, here's a guy named Frank Den Blanken. He's the guy who 22X'd his income. It looks like he 22X'd his height and weight and muscularity in this as well. But Frank is a beast. He's from Holland. He came to one of my workshops that I did in Germany. And he came in, and at the time, he was working 15 hours a day. This is the kind of guy who will not be slowed down by success. But he was only making 10,000 euros a month. And we broke the bottleneck that stopped him from having more success. And sure enough, in 3 months, he went from 10,000 euros a month to 220,000 euros a month, 22Xing his income. He's since grown it even more, but he was able to go from 15 hours a day down to a regular person workday of only 8 hours. Now, when the travel restrictions were not imposed upon us, he was traveling even more than I was traveling. And as you know, I love to travel the world. Here's another client of mine, Rusty Koss. Rusty owns a American-made t-shirt manufacturing company down in South Carolina. He's been able to go from losing money to making money and becoming a better leader using the 90-day blueprint that you're going to learn today. And then Xander and Maddie Fryer, these are amazing coaches. They run a business called High Impact Coaching. They're young. They came to my workshops. They use the 90-day blueprint to build their business. But even cooler is that you can use this 90-day blueprint to not just build your business and your bank account, but to find the love of your life, as Maddie and Xander did. So quick little story. Xander came to one of my workshops. He set a 90-day plan to find the love of his life. Going through it, I was monitoring him. He was doing his accountability to me, as all my top clients do. And I kept on calling him out on it. I said, okay, listen, you're coming to the end of your time here, son. You need to get public accountability. He went and did a Facebook Live to over 2,000 people telling them that he was looking for the love of his life. He got a lot of people trying to introduce Xander to their daughters, their cousins, all that sort of thing. Nothing clicked. And then this young woman who watched it from Australia reached out to Xander. And sure enough, it did go beyond their 90-day plan, but he set another goal of meeting the love of his life before the end of the year. And this was in October of 2017, I believe. And sure enough, they met before the end of the year by setting deadlines, just like you will set in the 90-day planner for your business. You will accomplish great things. So I love that story. I love telling it at my events. They love telling it at my event. Now they're happily married. It's an amazing story, and it just shows you the power of having a step-by-step blueprint for anything in life. Now, we move over to the 7P formula for maximum profits and productivity. That's what I'm going to teach you today. And the first P is your purpose. You got to wake up to your why to find your drive. You can watch all the Tony Robbins motivational videos and Eric Thomas and all those greats, but nothing will actually get you to do the work except for your own personal why. You have to dig deep. I spend a lot of time working on values and vision because they drive every decision. And when we have that in place, you will move mountains in your life. So you have to find that purpose. Once you do, you can build the 90-day blueprint for success. You must also have the right person. And that right person is you. Do you have the right mindset within you, the right relentless resilience to do the work on the days when you don't want to? Man, that is the power to reach your peak potential. And so not only do we address that in our coaching, we address the blueprint to build your bank account, but we also address the mindset and motivation to dig deep within to not only find your why, but to reach your peak potential. Ed Milet, my friend who's been on my podcast, he has a great, great analogy for this. He says, when I die, and he's a very man of strong faith, he says, when I die and go to heaven, there's going to be the Ed Milet that I could have become. And I'm going to compare myself to him, and I want to have reached that full potential. And it doesn't matter what you believe, you are born with gifts and talents and opportunity, and I just want to make sure that you are making the most of them. So that is the person that you must be. Then there's the people. The third P is the people. And we've all heard this phrase, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And sure enough, here I'm spending time with my girlfriend, Michelle, my friend, Vince Del Monte, who's been a client of mine since 2007, so nearly 15 years, and his wife, Flavia. And I spend time with folks like this who uplift me, who challenge me, who do not let me and my deadlines go by without taking massive action. I look up to Vince as a big brother. He looks up to me as a coach and mentor, and he's led the way with his family life that I want to model, so that's why I spend more time with him. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And yes, this does apply even in these days where we can't do in-person meetings. Online connection matters. If you are going to your Facebook and getting involved in political arguments and arguing with people that make you angry, you will only become an angry person that wastes time. But if you are going into online groups, like my coaching groups, and hanging around people that are pushing you and encouraging you, then you will become a better person. Never, ever forget that. Which leads us to number four. The fourth P is position. Where are you? Take a stock of your life right now and understand that there's a point A where most people are, the painful prison. Painful prison. Maybe it's golden handcuffs. Maybe it's you're getting a paycheck. Maybe you're just not happy. Maybe you're stuck inside the 9-to-5 prison. Even if you're an entrepreneur, you might be stuck inside your own 9-to-5 prison with a high paying job and not a real business. And look at where you are on the straight line to success to the promised land. The promised land of profits where you work less and make more. How far are you away from that? And understand that the only way to bridge that gap is through mentorship and coaching, through somebody who's been there and done that and achieved what you want to achieve and who will help you build that blueprint. When I hired my first coach in 2006, I hired Tom Venuto, the man who had been there and done that, achieved what I wanted to achieve, who shared my morals and ethics, and who had a great reputation. And he gave me the step-by-step blueprint. And within 3 months, I made more than I did in possibly the 3 years prior to that. The fifth P is platforms. How close are you to being everywhere all the time? How close are you? Just like how close are you from getting from point A to point B to the promised land? You have to kind of rate yourself on that continuum. What about with your message? Is it getting out there on all the platforms? Are you dominating in one but failing in the others? Or are you failing in all five of the major ones? YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and your own email list. Those are the five main platforms. How well are you doing in each? You have to be everywhere all the time. And I teach the bicycle spoke model of doing the work once and getting it out five different ways. You've probably seen my content on that, maybe in my Instagram course or maybe in some of my free content. It is a game changer. So rate yourself on that. The sixth P is profit maximizer plays. That's right. You have to look at your business as a game. On the offense side, you have to increase your revenue.
But on the defense side, you have to cut costs strategically. So you don't increase revenue at the expense of profit. You have to make sure that you're increasing revenue, but cutting costs strategically so that you're maximizing your profits. That's what you want, maximum profits in your business. It's not about revenue only. So my friend Bedros Koulian says, revenue feeds the ego, profit feeds the family. And that's what we're here for in the empire building. The seventh P is pace and persistence. Do you have the right morning routine? I have been teaching and preaching morning routines forever. And yet, people who have read my books, I still see them making the biggest mistakes, such as doing too much in the morning and their morning routines as a perverse form of procrastination that stops them from doing the most important work. Here I am recording this for you before most people have even gotten out of bed because I'm eating the frog. I'm doing the hardest thing first, always. Making sure that I have an operator mindset and transferring that to you, because you must have an operator mindset that when you know your mission and the mission is critical, that nothing stops you from achieving your success. And then making sure that you have an accountability partner, someone who holds your feet to the fire, and making sure that there are consequences to you for not doing the work. That's what's missing in most people's lives, accountability to somebody that they deeply do not want to disappoint, because that is a consequence. Because most people say, oh, I want to do this. I want to stop working at 5. I want to start working at 6. I want to never hit the snooze button. I want to get out of bed on time. And they never do those things because the consequences are long-term and they're not painful enough in the short term. But having an accountability partner that you don't want to disappoint and having them call you out on your fluff, oh, that is one of the game changers. So making sure you have the pace and persistence to keep on going through tough times is absolutely important. And then we move on into a bonus P. Do you have a personal operating system? Do you have your personal rules for living, as I wrote about in 2011, almost 10 years ago? People still reference this article, this system, this philosophy today. It's like having your own operating system. And think about your iPhone. You may be watching this on an iPhone or an Android right now, and inside that great phone is a powerful operating system that allows you to do things like call halfway around the world or make content that impacts people all over. And, you know, if you didn't have that operating system in that phone, it wouldn't work so well. Just like if you don't have an operating system for your life, you won't work so well. So I help my clients get that personal operating system. Again, the values and vision drive every decision. When you're building your blueprint, your values and vision drive every decision. I cannot emphasize that enough. So when we get into the building of the 90-day planner, here's what I want you to think about first. The perfect goal formula from my books always talks about there's only four goals we want to have. One for your health, one for your wealth, one for your personal development, and one for your work, okay? So when you have those in place, when you have those in place and you don't have 25 goals, then you can move on to building the 90-day blueprint in step-by-step detail. That's what you want. So we're going to focus on building right now the work slash wealth goal. Because when you have an outcome goal, so say, for example, you want to get 100 new clients in 90 days, or you want to make $100,000 in 90 days, or you want, as one of my clients, they had their best quarter ever during this pandemic in the second quarter of 2020. They hit over $2 million in EBITDA, which is a fantastic mark for them. They're now valued at $30 million. They're a manufacturing company. And this exceeded their outcome goal of $1.5 million. But having that goal, that North Star down, that numbers-based outcome goal is essential. Now, you don't fully control the numbers-based outcome goal. It's a little bit outside of your control, but what you do control are the process goals underneath. So if you want to make an extra $100,000 in revenue or in profit in 90 days, that's your outcome goal. You don't fully control that. But what you control are the process goals underneath that that support it, which may be implementing a specific marketing campaign, which may be doing everything you can to hire a new marketing coordinator, and may be doing or trying to get 10 sales calls per day, doing everything you possibly can to get those sales calls, or reaching out. You control 20 reach outs per day. Those are the things that you control. And when you do all of those action steps, they get you as close as possible to your 90-day goal. So when you see that 90-day planner in front of you, in the top left, you would write down your outcome goal, $100,000, 100 clients, and underneath that, you would write the process goal. So process goal number one is that you are going to do 20 reach outs per day. Process goal number two is that you're going to run a new Facebook ad every day. And process goal number three is that you are going to put out an ad for a new marketing coordinator, get their resumes, and have three interviews in the next 30 days. And then you build that 24-hour to-do, 48 hours, 7 days, 21 days, and you build that out step by step so that it's clear that you can accomplish those goals. That's what I teach in my coaching, and going through that 90-day planner is so essential because, again, now it gives you day-by-day, step-by-step plans that when you reverse engineer a 90-day goal all the way down to what you should do in the next 24 hours, it stops the dream stealers from coming in. And dream stealers, there's like three big dream stealers that I see everywhere. First is dreamer syndrome. Dreamer syndrome. So people will go through life saying, oh, I'm going to write a book. Oh, I'm going to start a business. And you see them 6 months, 12 months, 18, 24 months later, and they're just repeating the same dream. Oh, and that breaks my heart because, you see, I know the power of writing a book or starting a business or, you know, trying to build a new relationship. I know that it's scary to dip your toe in the water, but you must dive in. You must. And so the dreamer syndrome must be expelled. And I don't think you have dreamer syndrome because you're a high-performing entrepreneur already and you just want to get to the next level. You're already taking action. So I don't think we have dreamer syndrome as the dream stealer. Instead, we probably have ego as the enemy. This was a big one for me. I used to let my ego get in the way of asking for help. And that was a huge problem. Huge problem until I finally hired my first coach. And of course, I 10x my business so fast. Because when you reduce your ego, you increase your profits and your impact and your influence. And then also being the lone wolf. The lone wolf, if you ever see a lone wolf, they're really skinny. They're starving because they're not doing things with the help of the pack. Now, I'm not saying that you should follow groupthink and you should do what everybody else is doing, but to try and be the lone wolf and hunt on your own is very, very difficult. And so you must get the mentor to guide you, just like I did. And when I hired mine, I had the huge breakthrough. Now, what I want you to do is reposition your struggle position. Just in this short little training, I've shown you the step-by-step way to build that 90-day blueprint. And just having that clarity alone is massive. Now, if you were way close to the painful prison when you positioned yourself earlier, you're going to be a lot closer to the promised land of profits just by doing that exercise. It's a massive, massive, massive shift in your mindset, in your conviction, and in your clarity. So that's why people call me names. People call me the Godfather because I have been around for a long time. I've been writing email newsletters since 1999. I've been in business since I started my first business that year. I had this silly little business card with a picture of me in my, you know, my graduate little ceremony outfit on this business card. It was ridiculous, but I got my first coaching clients in the fitness space back then. And I've been in business running online businesses, running brick and mortar businesses. I have three gyms today. I coach entrepreneurs in over 25 countries around the world. I do masterminds all over the world, workshops all over the world when I'm allowed to travel. Today, I'm doing a lot of virtual trainings and I introduce my clients to the people that can solve their problems. Remember Pulp Fiction? Remember the fixer? The wolf, Mr. Wolf in that movie. I'm the legal version of that guy. I solve people's problems. And people also call me the world's most disciplined man. My clients, Joel Marion, Dan Long, Sean Hadsell, these guys, if you're watching this, you're seeing this picture of them and myself. We're in Zimbabwe and we had just jumped off a cliff. I travel with my clients. They're basically like family to me because of what I do for them. And they are inspired by the lifestyle that I live. I don't think everybody should get up at the same time that I do, which is 3:57 a.m. But if I can inspire you through my discipline to get up 5, 10, 15 minutes earlier to focus on your number one activity in your business, you will have more profits come to you. So people call me those things. They call me the Godfather, world's most disciplined man, and most importantly, they call me Coach, Coach Craig. And whether it's Bedros Joel or Dan Long or Shanda or Isabel or any of my other eight-figure, nine-figure, seven-figure, six-figure clients, they call me Coach Craig, and I take that very, very seriously. Very seriously. Coaching you to clarity, discipline, strategy, success, making the introductions to copywriters, web designers, salespeople that you need, the virtual assistants, whatever it is, filling the gaps and solving the problems in your business so that you make more money while working less and you build that empire. So my friend, that ends our blueprint building exercise, the 90-day framework for success using the 7P formula that's going to get you to the next level, which leads us to the next step. Here's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to go to callwithcraig.com/get-started and just have a quick chat with my team. It's just going to be 10 minutes. You're going to tell us what you're struggling with that's keeping you in the painful prison, stopping you from getting to the promised land. And we'll just see if it's a good fit, and we'll tell you what to do as the next steps from there, okay? So go to callwithcraig.com/get-started, and I can't wait for you to be my next success story and be able to profile you in these presentations that are seen by thousands and millions of people around the world, and you inspire them to greater income, influence, and impact, just like this has inspired you, okay? So drop us a line at callwithcraig.com/get-started, and we'll see you on the inside.
All right, that was definitely a different but special episode showing you exactly what you need to do to come out ahead in this quarantine crisis, all right? So it's not over. It's not going to be over for a while, but we are going to make the most of it and come out stronger. We're going to come out wealthier. We're going to come out healthier. We're going to come out more successful in every area of life. And as we mentioned on that presentation, if you want to get a coaching call with my team, where we'll figure out if it's a good fit to work together, then make sure you go to that link that we had there showing you exactly what to do to get started. It's callwithcraig.com/get-started. callwithcraig.com/get-started. Or email us at support@earlytorise.com or hit me up on Instagram at @RealCraigValentine. All right. So we're looking forward to talking to you at callwithcraig.com/get-started.